Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Mitch Seavey captured his third Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race Championship this afternoon, setting records for the fastest finish and as the oldest musher to win. Seavey, who hails from Seward, crossed under the burled arch on Nome's Front Street at 3:40 p.m. with race fans lining both sides of the street. He had 11 dogs in harness and immediately headed to the front of the team to thank his leaders. Mitch Seavey broke his own record to become the oldest Iditarod champion at age 57. He also broke the record for fastest Iditarod finish, beating the previous record set by his son, four-time Iditarod champion, Dallas Seavey. His total race time was 8 days, 3 hours, and 40 minutes. The elder Seavey has been the runner-up to his son for the past 2 years. He previously won in 2013 and 2004. The Tanana Chiefs Conference Annual Convention is happening this week in Fairbanks. A wide-ranging agenda covers everything from land and natural resources to education, public safety, social, and cultural issues. Opening day presenters included a group of youth delegates who, as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, shared personal stories and challenged the Interior Tribal Service Organization.
TCC Youth Program Coordinator Katina Charles introduced the speakers, warning convention attendees about the difficult subjects they'd cover.
Depression, suicide, sexual abuse that's happened. There's a lot of sensitive subjects that people don't want to talk about. And you're going to be hearing some stuff that's going to be heartbreaking but needs to be heard.
One of the youth presenters, Jocelyn Patsy, described her struggle as a survivor of sexual abuse, including a lack of response from TCC when she reached out for help.
They said they will call us back, and that was over 5 months ago. Within those 5 months, I had more mental breakdowns than I can think of. I have nightmares almost every week of what had happened to me. Sometimes it is so overwhelming that I have thoughts of suicide. I needed that counseling then, and I need that counseling now.
Patsy added that she knows others are suffering the same situation and urged TCC to step up before it's too late.
How many more people are we going to lose to suicide because they did not get the help they need?
Patsy's words drew a strong response from TCC President Victor Joseph, who began by saying he was sorry on behalf of the organization.
And I can only apologize for what you did not receive, but I can promise this, that we will be fixing our system. When somebody needs help, they have to get it. They have to get it.
Joseph went on to single out men at the convention, angrily calling on them to take responsibility to stop abuse.
Our women in here are not supposed to be hurt, but us men, we do it. We do that to the ones we love. It has to stop.
Joseph praised the youth delegates participating in this week's convention, also pointing out a group of emerging leaders who assisted them.
Did you see the emerging leaders standing behind the younger ones? That's what we're supposed to do.
The youth concluded their presentations with a song.
We will be singing Cool Out, composed by Emily Asmalka. She composed this song for her son, and in this song she says, I asked for your help, but you didn't help.
The Tanana Chiefs Conference Annual Convention continues through Thursday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Two people have been arrested and charged in the shooting that left one man dead and another critically injured at Bojangles Bar last fall. 22-year-old Tevin Alonza Davis is charged with one count of second-degree murder for killing 27-year-old Michael Hodges of Fairbanks in the parking lot after a fight that started inside the bar on September 4th. Hodges was shot in the chest at approximately 2:30 a.m. and died at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital shortly afterward. The injured person, 25-year-old Jesse Craig Anderson of Fairbanks, was shot through the torso and rushed into emergency surgery. He survived, and Fairbanks police detectives interviewed him at the hospital September 8th. Joshua Jermaine Haynes is charged with second- and third-degree weapons misconduct for firing a gun inside the bar and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Haynes is on federal probation for a 2015 conviction for a conspiracy to distribute narcotics. Gabrielle Patrice Haynes was charged with one count of third-degree weapons misconduct for being a felon in possession of a concealed firearm. Charging documents state she was seen handing an item to Joshua Haynes shortly before he fired a round inside the bar. Davis and Gabrielle Haynes were arrested at 2:45 p.m. Monday by Alaska State Troopers at 81 mile of the park's highway. Gabrielle Haynes was arraigned in Anchorage court today, but the charge against her was dismissed by the prosecution. She remains in custody at an Anchorage jail, according to the Alaska Department of Corrections. Davis was arraigned in Anchorage court today and will appear in Fairbanks court at 3:15 p.m. March 23rd. According to a police news release, he is an active duty soldier at Fort Wainwright. The Fairbanks Police Tactical Team arrested Joshua Haynes at 5:45 p.m. Monday at a Davis Road home. He is being held at Fairbanks Correctional Center and was arraigned today in Fairbanks court. His next appearance is scheduled for 3:15 p.m. March 24th. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.